It's now time for our Perry LeCompton locker room chat, getting set for a new basketball season here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. Brandon Tabman with you, joined now by the Cause girls coach, that is Joey Franzetta, getting ready to start a season in which they are coming off a 7-14 campaign. Coach, you get a lot of pieces back from that year last season, but before we kind of dive into 23 and 24, just kind of an overall thought and takeaway from how your team performed last season.
Last year we took a good step forward. That's kind of what we needed to do. We kind of expected it out of that group a little bit. I think the biggest key that we had to take away from last year is we got to be a lot more consistent in areas. There were at times last year where we got very dependent on one or two players, and it reared its head at the end of the year whenever we kind of picked up a untimely injury and kind of shot ourselves in the foot, and we kind of sputtered out right toward the end of the season. But I'm really excited about this year's group. I think we have a nice blend of some new faces and obviously some really good returners coming back. So I'm really ready for the season, really excited to get it started here next week.
Yeah, one of those key seniors and one of the more experienced and talented players in the Big 7, that'll be Taylor Dammy, of course, back for a fourth straight year. And, maybe the numbers didn't pop out as what they could have been last year, but she is a very talented athlete, multi-sport athlete. She can really do a little bit of everything for you, and I think it kind of starts with her as far as what you guys want to do. And when teams prep for you, obviously she's a key piece that they're going to be looking at to defend.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, 100%. She's going to have a big year for us. Last year was kind of a weird year for her because, she really didn't have a whole lot of consistency with her year. She was out the first part of the season, and then if I'm not mistaken, I think she picked up an injury kind of halfway through the season and was out one game and then limited for a couple others. So it was just kind of hard for her to get in the flow, and like when she got in the flow, it seemed like something happened. Like she'd pick up foul trouble or something like that. But, we got to be able to focus with her just on the things that we can do to keep her in the game and be able to contribute in a positive way, because, she's going to be a really big piece to what we do this year, and she knows that, and I think our team knows that as well. So, anything that we can do to help get her going and get her to help our team is going to be best for us.
A couple of other key seniors with plenty of experience in the backcourt, Katie Bartlett, Allison Farmer as well. What's kind of the expectation for those two?
With Katie, she took a huge step forward last year, and I don't know. I didn't know if she was capable of taking another step forward, but she's been good again. She's just, she's just one of those kids that's just solid. I mean, she's not going to do anything flashy or eye popping, but she's turned herself into a really, really solid basketball player. Which when I first got here 3 years ago and she was a sophomore, I didn't know if we would be getting this out of her as a senior, but she's been awesome, great from a leadership standpoint. So really looking for a good season from her. And then with Allison Farmer, her biggest thing is she's going to have to contribute, shooting the ball for us. She's one of the better shooters on our team, and she's going to have to knock in one, two, three threes a game. That's going to be kind of her role, and I know she knows that's how she's going to best contribute to this team. And she's much improved defensively as well. So those are going to be kind of the other two seniors at the guard spot that we're going to have to rely on a little bit.
Well, most teams, starting this week, some even on Thursday night, but a majority of the teams starting on Friday, you guys get a little bit of extra time as you did last year. You guys will play in a Paola tournament next week, and you'll see teams, of course, Paola starting on at Tuesday, but Fort Scott, Wellsville, you'll see next Thursday and Friday as well. What's kind of the expectation for the tournament next week? How much do you know about those teams and just kind of the expectations for next week?
Obviously we want to go there and win, go there and compete, do all that kind of stuff. But, for me, that term's a lot about us, okay? Especially you get to those back two games, especially that Friday game, you're going to be on a short scout. You're focused on you. What are you going to do as a team? So, we're going to know a little bit about them. Fort Scott returns a ton of people and arguably one of the best players in 4A. So they're going to be good. Wellsville, they have some younger kids that came in, and if I'm not mistaken, they have a couple kids that transferred in for them. So they're going to be much improved than what they were last year. And with Paola, they lost a lot last year, so Paola's kind of the unknown. The saving grace for us is obviously Paola plays on Friday, so we can watch film on them and they were not going to be able to have anything on us. But I don't know. It's kind of the, you know, the drawback, though, is you don't have a game under your belt. So I don't know if it really helps or hurts one team or the other, but it'll be interesting. I'm just ready to see kind of how this team forms together. I think I know how we can play and kind of what we're going to do, but, you know, practicing against your own kids is, you can only get so much out of it before you need to go and see how it looks against live bodies from other teams.
There it is. Perry LeCompton, girls basketball coach Joey Franzetta, joining us, first of many throughout the course of the season. It's brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. They get a few extra days before the Paola tournament gets going next week, starting on Tuesday night against Paola. Coach, we appreciate it very much, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yep, thanks, Seth. Yep, thanks for all you guys do, and looking forward to the rest of the season.